T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is back to school in El Paso today. Jim Ryan is with us this morning from Texas. And Jim, you know, we often talk about back to school at schools where there has been violence. This is an entire city that's been rocked by violence. And I'm wondering what the mood is, because schools have been such a target in years past.
Absolutely. And I think people have made that connection, EJ. Yes, this didn't happen 10 days ago in a school. It happened in a Walmart. But parents and kids were inside there. They were back to school shopping and preparing to send their kids back into an environment that in the last few years has proven less than safe in a lot of cases. And you know, despite all the efforts to try to beef up security on campuses, nothing did happen yesterday, and it's exactly what the school superintendent was hoping for. And his wish came true. He has 3 kids, by the way, in the district, too. Security was quite tight, as it would have been otherwise. But there were also counselors and school staff there on hand to help parents and kids to deal with the anxiety they might have felt. It had just brought on by the Walmart shooting, and then perhaps exacerbated by going back into the classroom setting.
On the other hand, going back to school might provide the community, at least the kids, with a sense of normalcy.
Absolutely, yeah, getting back into a routine and knowing that, yes, they're going to be safe there statistically, and looking at national numbers, they're going to be okay. They'll be all right, and they'll get through this school year just fine. And I'm certain that the incident at Walmart will be a talking point in classrooms for the rest of this year, Ellen. Meanwhile, let's look, the story generally. 2 people are still in critical condition after the shooting at the Walmart. The suspect remains in isolation. He's not on suicide watch, we're told, but jail administrators say he is being kept very closely watched in a single man cell.
We've had some tragic shootings here in Kansas City recently, and the mayor's talking about new laws involving guns and kids under 18. Any new proposals in El Paso along those lines?
No, but on a statewide basis, starting on September 1st, there is actually a relaxing of some of the state laws in Texas on firearms. It'll be easier to carry guns into schools and into churches, synagogues, public places. That's the political climate here. And the goal, I think, the governor's goal, the conservative Republican governor's goal, and the goal of liberal lawmakers is to try to come up with some method of making schools safer. This seems to be the proposal and what is going on here in Texas, at least.
Jim Ryan with us this morning from Texas as the kids in El Paso head back to school.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.